Hi, this is a dictation for Tiffany Thompson, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of service is 6/24/2024. The patient date of birth is 12/30/1983. The patient is here for an evaluation after an accident where she was involved as a restaurant driver on 6/4/2023. She was involved in a accident as a front seat passenger, not as a driver, sorry. And she was rear-ended and landed opposite to the traffic after the car was hit, and it spinned up several times. Impact caused her severe headache along with neck whiplash, head injury, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and fearful of the event. Pain in the face. However, there was no problem with the smell, taste, no dizziness, vertigo were reported. The headache was mostly in the back of the head and front of the head every day to the tune of 5 or 6. The patient just reported that she has a severe loss of memory and she was forgetful. When she was in the aisle, she mistook the aisle and could not find her daughter. The dizziness and vertigo continues nonstop. Due to the loss of memory, she has not been able to make up with several appointments that have been made several times in the past. Like neurology referral was made 3 times, neuropsych referral and a psychiatrist referral have been made 3-4 times, and the patient never went. Her CT scan of the cervical spine and the head, thorax, were all negative in the beginning, except for the right middle lobe atelectasis, which has resolved, and patient do not have any breathing problem at this time. The pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back continues unabated to the tune of 9, and it has not improved, and there is a shooting pain in the right arm with motor weakness and dropping the phone and the plates, dinner plates. Similarly, the right leg posteriorly has numbness and tingling, which is also constant. No incontinence of the bowel or urine is reported, no other major issues. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, and she is also working on a light duty job. She is also a student. Physical examination, the blood pressure was 123 over 91, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam continues to remain the same as previous report, which is dated. Six, 2024, dictation number 0606-025. Please make sure that there is a motor weakness on the right side. 4/5 is the motor power. Other than that, findings are the same. Right shoulder range of motion is limited to 110 degrees at the most. Then the patient starts complaining. Pain level is around 5. Diagnosis are the same plan. Patient had a MRI for the right shoulder, which did not show any damage to the glenoid labrum or to the rotator cuff muscle. There is only biceps tendon sheath has some fluid, but no major finding is reported. No treatment will be needed for the right shoulder. Patient has been advised to consider 1 or 2 injections in case the pain continues. In addition, MRI of the brain was positive, and we are hoping to get the patient scheduled for neuropsych therapy. Cervical spine has a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. T11, T12 in the thoracic, and in the lumbar, patient has just searching for 1 second. In the lumbar, the patient has no issues, and it is advice to the patient that she may consider 1 or 2 injections in the cervical epidural, and possibly in the lumbar epidural near to L1, L2 to bring her some help with the pain in case other modalities have not helped. Currently, I have strongly suggested to her that she try laser heat, infrared heat, wet heat, and use the shower water, yoga exercises, stretch the neck, and we have discussed with her at the length, acupuncture, massage, as well as doing everything else she can. She can join a gym for further exercises. Namenda was prescribed 10 milligrams for memory. Laser treatment was ordered, and antivert was provided to her. So far, the patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. We hope that she can see the neurologist and psychiatrist and neuropsych at this time.